Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast.
Today, I want to talk to you guys about the placebo effect and anxiety, quote, cures. I say cures in quotes because I'm not sure that what we're really talking about are cures for anxiety, but that's how they're brought to me. And it's often mentioned, people are saying, is this the thing I should use? So anyway, we'll get into that. All right, here we are. We're going to talk about the placebo effect. It's sort of common knowledge nowadays what the placebo effect is, but I wanted to talk about it in relationship to anxiety and anxiety, quote, cures. And what I mean by that is the things that people think are the answer, the absolute answer. This is the one thing that is going to get me over my anxiety. So let's clear that up first. First and foremost, there isn't one substance or one action that you can take that will turn the light switch so that you never experience anxiety panic again. That comes from you understanding your thoughts and sending the signals to your body that there's not danger, that there are not dangerous things lurking around the corner. And it comes through practice. And we use the things that we talk about here, many things. We talk about everything from homeopathics and herbs and teas and power postures and all kinds of things, sleep, foods, all kinds of things that we can do to clear up our path so that we can actually do the work. So I'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. But first, I want to define the placebo effect. This is an online definition. A beneficial effect produced by a placebo drug or treatment that cannot be attributed to the properties of the placebo itself and must therefore be due to the patient's belief in that treatment. And so when we think about that, we can see that the placebo effect is present in everything we do, right? Because our minds can add real value to what we are doing. If you are strongly believing that drinking a particular tea is going to help you, then it will have some element of help to it, whether there was anything in that, the substance of that tea or not. But now we can see here where it can get, we don't believe that everything is helpful, right? So how do we get there? We'll talk about that also. These effects that happen are very real. They are not imagined because they are physiological, things that happen and change due to what we were believing. This is very, very real. It's so real that researchers struggle. They struggle greatly with the presence of the placebo effect as it confuses their their trials and the findings of their trials and researches. So we have to really pay attention to it and see how much our minds are influencing our healing or our pain. Because the same mind that is causing you your anxiety is the mind that is going to heal you. When you take even a sugar pill and you're told that it will do X, Y, and Z for you, favorable results, and that it will have 1, 2, and 3 as possible negative side effects, you might be able to bring both of those things into being. You may, because of your belief system in this sugar pill that you don't know is a sugar pill, but because you believe that this is going to do X, Y, and Z to really help you, you have relief. You have X, Y, and Z happening. And just as much as you believe that 1, 2, and 3 negative side effects are going to happen, you can put those into being also. This is your mind bringing those results about. I think one of the biggest ones I heard about, and it might have been in You Are the Placebo, I'm not sure, is where bald men began growing hair from something that was a placebo. Like, it's pretty amazing. So let's see. Let's harness that power of our minds and have it work for us. So the reverse is also true, right? If the person believes strongly that a treatment will not work, right? Or a pill or a treatment, a surgery, whatever it is, if they believe that it will not help or will not work, it may not, even though it should. So again, this is a treatment being given to someone who is resistant and does not believe that it will help. And even though it has worked on numerous other people, because this person's belief system is so strong, they block the healing of the actual substance. So much of the placebo effect can be enhanced. And one of the ways it can be enhanced is by marketing. This is where a lot of marketing has gone with drugs. They are putting out, never used to be legal, first of all, to have such kind of things on television or in magazines or on the internet. We didn't even have the internet then, but it wouldn't have been allowed. Saying the positive effects of taking particular drugs, of using one particular drug over another drug, whether it be over-the-counter drugs or prescription drugs. And so this marketing has, I believe, very strongly influenced the placebo effect of many, many of the drugs that are on the market. And so another thing that can influence that can enhance the substance or the treatment that's being offered is through the suggestion of friends and family or the suggestion of a perceived expert. And that might be your doctor, for instance, or your dentist or your chiropractor, whoever your expert is for you that you are dealing with. The suggestion from those friends, family, or experts really influences and enhances the placebo effect.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, I want to talk about the nocebo, which comes right along with it. So it's the nocebo effect is when we are told by an expert that I was just talking about that X, Y, and Z will happen because we have a particular disease or difficulty or dysfunction. If they say X, Y, and Z is going to happen to you because you have this, we are more prone to have those negative things happen to us. They're talking about challenges and problems that are going to happen because you have a particular disease. And depending on who this person is that's delivering this information, if this is someone that you have known and trusted and followed their direction and treatments in the past, this will weigh very, very heavily on the negative effect that it is placing on you. And now, just to take this to the real extreme, an example, a very extreme example of this would be voodoo death, right? When somebody is told by the expert, let's say the voodoo practitioner, that they will die, and then they die. Now, you had to have believed that that was possible. But this is happening in a culture where that is very much believed, and it is put in your mind, and it is your mind that takes you down, right? Now, that's a very extreme example, but you're getting the picture of what I'm talking about here. And as I explained in the Facebook group a while ago, that all treatments and substances have possible placebo effects in working. This placebo effect is happening no matter what we are using or what treatment we're taking. And how deeply it is happening is by questions that we can ask ourselves. Do you believe that it will work? Do you believe that this drug will have these side effects, let's say? Or do you believe that this homeopathic remedy will work without any side effects? Or do you believe that this surgery is the answer? Now, what happens is with anxiety is many things are out there and they're promoted. And again, I want to say to you that they will help. They will help you in clearing yourself and your nervous system enough so that you can actually do the work that's needed. If you have, actually, this conversation came up in the Facebook group around nausea. Somebody who's struggling with nausea, and I suggested a homeopathic remedy that I've probably been having people use that homeopathic Nux Vomica for 30 years. I've been talking about that for the very specific thing that he was asking about. And it will help him clear that up, but that isn't going to cure his anxiety, right? It's going to help him ease the discomfort of nausea in the morning or whenever he was having it, and to be able to actually focus more on the work that he needs to do and his thoughts and slowing his thoughts down and seeing what it is he's believing and what it is he is telling himself. So again, we do take things. We do clean up our diets. We do get more sleep. We do all these things so that we can be ready and have the energy to do the work that we need to do to clear our anxiety panic. So one of the things that affects the placebo effect is who told you of these good or bad effects. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the more expert the person or the more important in your life this person who tells you this information, the more effect that placebo will have on you, or the more a placebo effect there will be with that substance. And for anxiety cures, we want to remember that, all of the changes that we make and the therapies that we use, such as herbs or homeopathics, substances, Even now, there are a lot of electronic devices coming out, which I have not experimented with, but that are coming out saying that they can help to bring, you know, calmness to the nervous system and so forth. All of these things and all of the changes that we do, they all help us to get calm and clear, and that we can begin to do the real work of moving through our anxiety panic to the other side. And the real work is by being with the anxiety, being with the physical symptoms, the physical sensations, the thoughts, the ruminating thoughts, the intrusive thoughts, and actually seeing them, being with them, and not feeding them, not feeding the fear, and therefore keeping the fear, adrenaline fear cycle in motion, right? We want to be at ease enough to be able to do that work, because that is not easy work. Being able to be with your thoughts, as challenging as they are, as rapid as they are, as intrusive as they are, we need to have the time, energy, and space to do that. And that's why we do all these other things. It's why we clean up our diet, and it's why we take supplements or use certain therapies to help us get to that place where we can actually stop feeding the fear, because we can slow down enough, we can be with ourselves enough to actually use the power of our mind and to help clearly demonstrate that we are seeing it, being with it, holding it. Let's use Claire Weeks's words. We're going to face it. That takes time and energy. We're going to accept it. That takes a lot of time and energy and fortitude, patience, accepting it. And then we're going to float with it. That's the being with it. Coming, you know, letting it come along with us. We're going to float. We're not running away, and we're not pushing it down, cutting it out, distracting ourselves to the point that we're unconscious. We're going to be with it and float, and then we're going to let time pass. All of this takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of energy. And that's why we do a lot of those things and therapies and supplements, whatever works for you. But know that there is, know in your mind and heart that there is a placebo effect happening with all of it. If you trust me and I tell you something, it will have more of a placebo effect than if a stranger on the street told it to you. It's just the way our minds work. And so we want to harness that amazing ability of our minds to influence and use that for our greater good, for moving forward totally out of our anxiety panic to the other side, where anxious thoughts and anxious situations no longer take us down the wormhole. We feel it, we're with it, and it doesn't zap us with that exhaustion that anxiety panic brings. We no longer have those bodily sensations with it, because we are not sending the danger signal to our body. We are able to see anxious situations for what they are, and we're able to put them in their place, in perspective, and we don't send out fear, adrenaline, fear, and feed that cycle endlessly. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you, and that you've been able to see the place that placebo plays in your life. It's quite interesting. Now they're finding, I'll just leave you with this. Now they're finding, it used to be that you had to not know that the placebo was a placebo, that it was a sugar pill. You had to believe and see it in a prescription bottle and believe that what you were taking was a real, quote, drug, is usually what they tested it on. And now they are finding with new studies that even people who know it is a sugar pill but are told by that it will do this, this, and this for them are still getting effects. And again, I'd like to read more about that, because I'd like to know, again, how is that happening? What are they believing? How are they thinking so that that is possible? because these are the minds that we all have, and this is what our minds are capable of. So instead of letting that mind take you down the wormhole with fear and ramping your body up from fearful thoughts that cause a hormonal cascade to make you feel uncomfortable for days on end, let's use that same mind to bring us into a state of calm and peace and to be able to be creative and move forward through our lives. Again, I so appreciate that you are here, and I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. I look forward to hearing your questions. If you have any, please send them to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. The cure for the pain is in the pain. And that's from Rumi. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.